Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you. The shepherds or pastors among the Israelite people included prophets, priests, social and political leaders. Those leaders were responsible to a great degree for the immorality and rebellion which characterized the Jews for 100 years or more before they were carried into Babylonian exile. Because of greed, disinterest in the Lord's cause, and self-centeredness, the leaders had scattered and destroyed the sheep. When they learned of the sheep who had been scattered and driven away, they did nothing about it. They did not visit the sheep to attempt to get them to return to the fold. The leaders' failures would cause God to visit upon them the evil of their doings. Jeremiah 23, 1 and 2. But the situation was not hopeless. In spite of the rotten leadership of the king and of other pastors or shepherds, God promised through Jeremiah, "I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase." Jeremiah 23, 3. God had driven the disobedient Jews out of the land of Israel into a heathen nation. He allowed them to be carried to Babylon because of the Jews' idolatry and other sins. He had threatened them through prophets like Isaiah and Amos. But the Jews apparently paid little or no attention to the warnings of God's prophets. They had to be disciplined for their ungodliness. After the Jews had been in Babylon for the time Jeremiah predicted, God would return them to their own land. We read of their return in books like Ezra, Nehemiah, Haggai, and Malachi. The Jews were promised safety and fruitfulness when they returned to Palestine. Tragically, the Jews soon forgot the lessons they should have learned in Babylon, but they were led back to their homeland. At least, a remnant did return and did remain in Palestine for about 500 years. When they did go home after 70 years in Babylonian exile, God gave them leaders who were dedicated to helping the nation to abide by God's law. Nehemiah, Ezra, and Zerubbabel, and other shepherds did their best to restore true worship, godly living, and strong homes. The shepherds God had set over them were dedicated to feeding the sheep. Jeremiah 23, 4. Ezekiel, Jeremiah's younger contemporary, also wrote of the return of Israel to Palestine and the kind of leaders God would appoint. "And I will bring them out from the people, gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land, and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers, and in the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There they shall lie in good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed the flock, and I will cause them to lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment." Ezekiel 34:13-16. Can you see in the words of these prophets any advice which elders in the church and leaders in the United States so desperately need? Should elders in the Lord's church keep in touch with every member of the body of Christ? When members are absent or indifferent or worldly, may the elders act as if nothing is wrong and do nothing about those who are scattered and driven away. Should our government leaders neglect to pass laws which reduce teenage pregnancies, sexually transmitted diseases, drug use, and acts of violence? If they fail to do so, are they not as guilty of dereliction of duty as were the prophets, priests, and kings in ancient Israel? I'm sure God intends for us to learn from these Old Testament prophets. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.